Bud's ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Although today we have Chef Patrick and Chef Maggie in the house for Michelle. Michelle is home with the flu.
Ugh.
Like the flu.
That just sounds bad. It's just like, oh, the flu. Like, who would have named it the flu?
Right?
Yeah.
It's true. It is true. And yeah, so she's at home with the flu. We have a, like I said, you know what Chef Maggie just pulled out? And I believe that Andrew just took a big bite of it because I can see him chomping over there. Why don't you let the listeners know what you just took out?
My gosh, this is all good.
I just pulled out some cupcakes. They are chocolate cupcakes with raspberry jam filling and a cream cheese frosting.
It looks amazing.
They have rainbow sprinkles on top.
Yes. And what we also probably should mention is not only is Dad a chef, but Mom is a pastry chef.
Yep.
So you get it from both ends. Like, what is it like eating at your house? I mean,
it just really depends on the night. Sometimes it's leftovers or frozen chicken fingers and like vegetables. And
then threw us right under the bus.
And some nights it's like,
no, it's, I love it.
It's like
it's
good
normal.
Steak and like steamed vegetables and it's that kind of good, more good stuff. Except I'm more of a chef, not a baker.
Me too.
See,
it's amazing you know the difference between that at your age.
I'm not so good. My mom had kind of helped me a little bit with the piping, but I kind of got it down. Some of them are a little weird. And Daddy's not that good at, Chef Patrick's not that good at baking either. We're trying to make them. He's like, I think we're filling them up too high. He's like, nah, we're fine. And they're like huge. And we also spilt some batter on the floor trying to fill them. So we're not the best bakers, but they turned out pretty good.
They look freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they look really good.
So it's one of the, and like I said, once I brought her on here, like I went to her school and was going back before. And I'd like to get in there in her third, fourth, and fifth grade. I go and do cooking segments with her. Her fourth grade teacher, when I went in there, actually put in for a grant, and helped
that
him.
Was Mr. Finninger, my third grade.
Oh, third grade. I'm sorry. Third grade teacher. And then we put in for a grant, and we got them all induction burners for the classes and all that sort of stuff. So I love to get younger kids in the cooking because, you know what? It's one of those things that you, at least they're going to walk away with a life skill, you know?
That is so cool. Yeah, so.
He also liked to teach like life skills. And so he was like, he really was like, ooh, I like this. So he was like, he wanted to teach it because, and like our whole class last year really loved it. Of course, we still go around and give the teachers food and everything. So it's like all the teachers get food, but like they don't get to come in and see it. But like, well, I mean, they can. But like,
we get all the kids.
Well, because they're teaching, but they get the fruits of it because they get to eat what you guys made, which is so cool.
And the kids all get to help make the food as well, and then we all get to eat it in the classrooms and rather than the cafeteria.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, and what you said about not being a baker, when she said, I'm a chef, I'm not a baker, I am so like that too. Because I like to, you know, fool around with the recipe. When you're baking, it has to be exact.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a science.
It's a science.
Yeah, you have to follow it or else, you know, something could blow up like in your oven. But like you can't just throw random things in there last minute. You have, as with baking, you can throw random spices in.
Cooking.
You can throw random spices in and like taste it and
right.
see, oh,
you
that
can
tastes good.
Do different things.
Yeah.
Like, take out.
What if you put a handful of peas in there? Well, I hope you like peas, you know, this type of thing, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, I always use that analogy when I go around to students and teach them how to cook, you know? So, it's pretty good. So, we like to, you know, start young. Tell her what you made the other day for your salad.
We made a homemade dressing. Ooh. And so,
at home, like, you just whipped
up
a dressing?
Yeah, so one day, Dad's like, I want you to make me lunch. And so, we had to go grocery shopping, clearly, because, like, there was, like, nothing in our fridge. And there was, like, very few things, and so I took out lemons and limes and just random stuff that was in our fridge, and I just kind of like used them and kind of mixed them together a little bit.
How'd you make that
so
dressing?
So you make the dressing with, you cut up one lime and one lemon in half, and you can use a juicer, you can just squeeze them, and you squeeze them, and you get all the juice out of them, and then you take some...
Mustard,
and you put that in there. You take salt and pepper and garlic, and then the last ingredient is olive oil, and you mix it all up, and then you got dressing.
That sounds amazing.
And there's, like, I've never tasted something like that in a restaurant, but it was, like, really good. We couldn't stop eating the salad after we made it.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious, and that's just amazing that at 10 years old, you can just whip that up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That
we
is
also
so
made,
cool.
Tomato soup. That was a little more difficult. We didn't have any chicken broth. We found that out after we started making the soup, so we had to use canned tomato soup as well as the
but then you
fresh
doctored
tomatoes
it up.
We like took. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so we took carrots and we boiled them so they were nice and soft. And then we took our coconut tomatoes, we took a bunch of spices, like kumi, I can't really remember. It turned out really good. That's the thing. And we had the stuff, and then we had to blend it all up. So Dad put it in the blender, but put a little too much in.
Oh, boy.
So he turned it on, and it splattered all over the kitchen.
Oh,
I had the
cooking
small
fail.
Blender,
it
know?
Was a cooking fail, but it was funny.
A cooking fail?
I had to show her, you know, it's okay to make mistakes.
No,
okay?
No, but
right.
The best part was, like, the soup turned out great, but the best part was he's like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to blend this nice and good, and then he pressed
and it
blend
went,
and went,
yeah,
we lost
wearing
about
it
a quarter of the soup, but it didn't really matter because we still had enough for two bowls and it tasted really good.
So we had our own lunch. We had salad with carrot, ginger, tomato soup is what it was.
That is awesome. I love that.
With garlic, yeah.
I love that. Well, actually, we have a someone on the line. We have my dad who's calling from Florida on the line. Hi, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. We're good.
Temperature's still nice and cool up there.
It's like negative something, or
it
right?
Is something to talk
or
about.
What is it?
Is I think when I was on the way in, it was like 2 degrees.
Oh, yeah,
two
but
degrees.
I think
it was
feel.
Yeah, the feel is like negative 17 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, it's crazy.
I still wear shorts. It doesn't matter. No,
no.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
You ever see these kids out there with shorts?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And no jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Half
crazy.
The boys at my school wear shorts to school when
yeah,
it's like
crazy.
Negative.
It's crazy. So Chef Patrick brought in his daughter, Chef Maggie.
Hello.
I know. I was just listening. How are you, Maggie?
Good.
You are a young little star chef coming up the ranks awful quick.
Did you hear her? I know. She's amazing.
I heard her. She knows her stuff.
I was hoping you're going to be here today so we could try the quiche, but I'll send you videos that we have.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So you can see your knife skills.
Wait a minute. She did not make quiche. She made frittata.
I mean, I'm sorry,
frittata.
Yes.
Frittata.
I made a mistake.
Come on.
That's even
made frittata. And a
right.
Nice, delicious cupcake.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So what have you been cooking, Dad?
Really, I haven't been cooking. I haven't been feeling good.
You yeah,
know,
you don't
feel good.
You still don't sound very good, Dad.
Oh,
darn.
No, I know it's scratchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm gonna have some ramen noodles.
Oh, I love ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just like it's soup.
I do too. I'll put that little piece of chicken in there and it'll make me better.
Mmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's just a lingering cold.
Yeah.
And, it's wicked. It's been a week, 7 days.
Everything's been going around like crazy.
Yeah, it has. It has.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So do you have a recipe for us?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's try one out here.
Cool.
We have one here. Yeah, let me come to it. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, this one here I call Meatloaf on Kennedy Hill.
Meatloaf, Dad, I love it.
Okay, for this one here, you will need, this is a darn good one. This is my favorite one.
Love meatloaf.
I vary a lot of them a little bit, but you will need 1.5 pounds of 80-20 hamburger, 2 eggs, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of oregano, 1 teaspoon of granulated onion, and 1/2 cup of seasoned breadcrumbs. 1 clove of garlic, chop it fine. 1 teaspoon of parsley, dried. 1/2 can of tomato paste, small can. And 1/2 cup of water, and whisk to lighten. Reserve the remainder, mix all ingredients, and add to the meat. You're going to, in a nice shallow pan, 2-inch rise on all around, shape into a loaf. On top of this loaf, I always make a little fancy design using my good old Heinz ketchup.
I love it.
And after this, now I add my special ingredients to this recipe.
Listen to this.
In the bottom of the pan, I add 1 can of Dr. Pepper. Now, that sounds crazy.
Wow.
But it's the same, it does the same idea as a can of Coke, the sweet Coke. This will caramelize the meat. And it just does something to the meat. You see it. It's blackened on the edges as you cook it.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's just fantastic. And, you should have preheated your oven to 350, or you do it now, 350 or 360. My oven runs cool, so I have to always use 360. That's very important. And then you're going to do 45 minutes in the oven. Watch it carefully. Check your thermometer, and you're going to be good. Comes out at 150, 155. You're good. And if you need a sauce, last time I did this, the remainder of the tomato paste I mixed in with water and a little bit of chicken stock and heated it in that pan with the drippings.
Mm.
I made sure the grease was reserved a little bit, took it off. There wasn't many. And served on top. You put that on top with a sliced meatloaf. And that's it. You just enjoy that.
Sounds good.
It's really a nice recipe.
You know, meatloaf is one of those items. Patrick and I were talking earlier about, when we things that we hated as a child, and then as we're older, we like it.
True.
And that was one of the things. Yeah. I mean, when Mom used to make meatloaf, gross.
Right. Yeah, like, you just be like, oh, not meatloaf again.
Like,
you know?
Meatloaf, seriously?
Yeah, I know.
And now, oh my gosh, and I love making it too, and different kinds and
different ways. Exactly right. That's what I like.
I love meatloaf. My favorite part of making meatloaf was probably mixing the ketchup and the meat together. It's like
that's
my favorite part.
Yeah, it's one of those things that now I just crave meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Yum.
I'm craving it now because it's a little cool here. So I said maybe we should make that maybe today or tomorrow.
It's supposed to warm up though this week, right, Dad?
Hey, look, tomorrow, 75 degrees.
Oh, nice.
Go out and just lay in that chair out in that sun and just bask.
Well, you know what, Dad? Check. That's probably what your body needs. You need to lay out on the lanai and just bake it out of you.
I've always said that. When I used to catch colds years ago, I used to run to Florida, hop a plane, go, and come back and get rid of my cold.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why you haven't gotten rid of it, because it's been so cold down there.
Yeah. So. We had a yard sale yesterday, so we got rid of some furniture we had stored in the garage. So I was outside, which was fine, but the wind. You got your jacket on, your neck tight. It wasn't doing me any good.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's going to be good tomorrow. I can feel it. It's better already today.
All right.
Mr. Well, Lawrence, I'm making braised short rib tonight, so.
Oh, now we're talking.
We have the same taste,
You guys do.
I have a darn good one on that. That's good. I'm positive you have a good one too.
Yeah.
Short ribs are great.
Oh yeah. That's
yeah, cool. I like those. I don't know. I like them kind of. I just love it.
Yeah, like nice down to earth foods, So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Dad. Good. That was fun.
All right. That's good.
All right.
Hey, I hope you feel better.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye, Dad.
Bye. Bye, Maggie. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, cool.
75 tomorrow.
75 tomorrow.
My father-in-law, you know, is down in Florida, and he does that. He calls
oh,
up.
Oh, I know.
Just to tell me the temperatures. Hey, what temperature's up here? I'm like, 2 degrees. He's like, 75.
Yeah,
it's 75. Starts laughing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like down there at 75, down here is minus 75. So.
Right. Oh, boy. You know what? We're going to go on our break right now. And when we come back, we are going to do our dining adventure. And the dining adventure is brought to you, of course, by the Village Trestle in Goffstown. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Although Michelle is not in the house, we have Chef Patrick and Chef Maggie, who, you know, she came in here today, and Chef Maggie is Chef Patrick's 10-year-old daughter, and she came in with her pink chef coat. She is, you know, definitely, you know, sporting the attire, the correct attire, I should say. But, you know, I do have to say, after talking to her, she totally, like, you deserve to wear that. I'm, like, so amazed at what you know and just the way you, you know, talk about your recipes. And I love the mayo, like, for texture. Like, what? Like, and I love that, you know, you already recognize at 10 years old that you're not a baker, that you are a chef. Yes. I love that. And there is a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Really cool. So we are going to be waiting for Corey from Mitchell's Salsa to be calling in. And in the meantime, we are going to do the dining adventure, which is brought to you by the Village Trestle. You can check them out at villagetrestle.com. Also, like them on Facebook. She does a great job with her Facebook. If you want to know what their specials are daily, you can check the Facebook. They change them every day. They are your friendly neighborhood tavern. Daryl and I eat there very often. Food is home. Not lately, I haven't. She actually, they said that they miss us, of course, because I cannot go in there right now. But delicious food and entertainment. Just a really, really fun place. So my dining adventure brought us to, and you know, I've gone here a few times, and it is in Manchester. It's called the Local Moose Cafe. It's over on Queen City Ave. It's right across from, if you're from the west side going over Queen City, it's right on the right-hand side after the bridge, across the street from 7-Eleven. My good friends John and Sylvia own 7-Eleven over there. But anyway, Local Moose. Have you heard of Local Moose, Chef?
I've heard of the Local Moose, but I've never been there.
Oh, It's amazing. She's been on my show before, you know, way back, you know, back a ways. And they are just, it's a lot of organic fare.
Oh, nice.
Real, I don't even know if it's proper to say this word, crunchy.
Crunchy? Is it farm to table?
Yes.
Farm
yes,
to table,
very
yeah.
much. But it's a cafe, very casual. Yeah. You will find people in there during the day at really any you know, time that they're open. People going in there, you know, on their, like at Starbucks when people go in with their laptops and homework and stuff like
it's
that.
It's got that vibe to it.
It has that vibe to it. And the food is really, really good. All homemade. They bake all their own breads.
Wow.
And on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they make the best homemade donuts.
Really?
Like only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's only while supplies last.
I've been looking for places that, and that's funny you said that because we just brought that up the other day. My wife and I, you know, like who what place makes donuts, you know, nowadays?
Oh, you got to make the trip.
Oh, yeah.
I make the trip from Concord to
got
Manchester.
Got to make the donuts.
I am telling you, they're maple bacon donuts.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't had that recently. Dr. April, in case you might be listening. But no, just amazing. And you know, another thing that I had never heard of this kind of a sandwich. And if you're going to have it, go to Local Moose. They make it they make it the right way. It's so awesome. A banh mi.
Yeah, banh mi. Yeah, it's banh mi. We do it. We do that, and it's you take it's like almost like a ground. It's like a meatloaf, like but was an Oriental style meatloaf, and they slice it nice and thin,
it's
and then
so
you put
good.
Like an Asian slaw on top yeah. of it. Oh yeah, it's crazy.
So like this is a bakery, but they also have like meal.
It's
kind
not
of thing.
Really a bakery; it's a cafe.
It's a cafe.
They do have bakery items, and only the donuts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right.
Oh, actually, I'm not even sure. Yes, it is Saturday and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I only, I know definitely Friday because my dad one day at the office, Amanda, our COO of the company, you know, runs the company basically. He brought in donuts for her and got them at the local Moose.
Wow.
And we all had some. This was a few
have to
months
try
ago.
This.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
You have to go early.
Really?
Otherwise, because they do run out. They definitely do. But, you know, the banh mi is locally sourced. Everything is locally sourced. And with the Vietnamese sauce, they have vegan options. They even do, which is so fun, they do peanut butter and jelly
really?
Sandwiches.
Ooh.
Like homemade peanut butter, jelly on the homemade bread. Amazing.
You can't really find, like, good peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
Or peanut butter and jelly in a restaurant. That's like something that restaurants never have.
Well, you can at the diner.
Well, you can at the diner too.
But I can tell you it's not going to be like the local Moose for sure. There's also a peanut butter and local honey sandwich too.
Oh.
Which doesn't that sound delicious?
Peanut butter and honey
amazing.
Are a good mix.
Right?
I was mad this morning because we ran out of the honey this morning. And so we get our honey, the one that it wasn't local that we got it. I mean, I love all honey, but have you ever heard of Tupelo honey before?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So
good.
My in-laws send it up from Florida. And the bees eat the orange blossoms and things that are down there. So it's got a different flavor to it. And so we use Tupelo honey at there. But we stock up on it every time we get down to Florida.
Love
it
honey.
Is like so much better than just regular plain honey.
Clover honey.
It has so much more like flavor. And it's like really sweet but not like too sweet.
Yeah.
It's like really good.
Honey is, that's actually a new thing for me to eat also.
It's good
probably
for you.
Within the last couple of years.
Yeah, I did some research on it. It's good for digestion and in your esophagus and all that sort of stuff.
Yes,
so, you know it does.
And
yeah.
Since people are going around with lots of colds, it's also good to put in warm
tea
because it tastes good
and
it makes your throat feel better. So
that's right. Listen to it's a mini you.
Yeah, it's mini.
It is a mini
right
you.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. So the local Moose Cafe over in Manchester, 124 Queen City Ave. They are closed Mondays, and they are open Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday and Sunday 8 to 4. So go on in and check them out. You can also check them out on the web at The Local Moose Cafe, all squished together. I always say that, all squished together, .com. And again, brought to you by the Village Trestle, villagetrestle.com, your friendly neighborhood tavern. So there we go.
That's awesome. That's a new place I'm going to try. Definitely.
Yeah, very, very
good.
It
seems like there's so many more restaurants popping up more and more nowadays.
One's been around for a little while, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it kind of stopped a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, remember like a few months ago, or a year ago, were like popping up almost every week.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well, there's new breweries are popping up crazy.
Oh, I have some big scoop.
Yes.
I forgot. Yes, breweries, definitely. When Jay Phelps comes on, that we talk about the breweries, and he's doing his mead and cider, and it's crazy. I got some scoop. Did you hear that? And I have this right from the source, so it is true. Did you hear that Shorty's in Bedford is no longer?
No, I did not.
Shorty's in Bedford is no longer.
Is that like the bakery?
No, Mexican Roadhouse.
No, Mexican.
Oh,
Shorty's
okay.
Mexican food. So he sold off his Bedford Shorty's. It's John Carnivale.
Yeah.
You know, the son at BVI, Bedford Village Inn.
Yeah.
And he still owns the building. He's leasing the space to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, really?
Puerto Vallarta. Now, you know, right now, Puerto Vallarta is on 2nd Street.
Yeah, that's the one you sent me to. When I was down in Manchester, one of the shows. Yeah,
across
went down there.
From Casey's Rib Shack.
Yes, yes.
Now they have, Puerto Vallarta is in there.
Yeah.
And then up right next door, I don't know, do you know that he opened up the new place, Nuevo Vallarta?
No, I didn't know that.
There's a new place, Nuevo Vallarta. Same. And I'm like, why is he doing that right next to each other? Like, But they're both busy and they're both doing a good job.
That's fantastic.
Well, he is leasing the space in Bedford And I guess what he's going to do eventually, he's going to open up the new place in Bedford and he's going to close Puerto Vallarta. And Puerto Vallarta is basically moving to Bedford, is what's happening.
Yeah,
and Nuevo is staying right on Second Street.
So many good restaurants.
So that's kind of some pretty cool scoop, I thought.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Whoa.
Right from the source, you know.
Right from the source, Jorge from Puerto Vallarta. So
that's awesome.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite foods is Mexican food.
Me too.
One of my first restaurants I worked in was a Mexican restaurant. I started there washing pots and pans when I was 13 years old, and by the time I was 16 years old, it was a place called Taco Villa, and it was in Northampton, Massachusetts. And a friend of mine's brother owned it. He owned like three or four of them, and that's how I got in there so young. And they just, you know, it's all under the table and stuff like that. You know.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
I really love El Rodeo. That's best Mexican restaurant, and your food comes like fast and hot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. El Rodeo is good. My very good friend Carlo, who is actually brother with Jorge that owns Puerto Vallarta, works there.
Oh wow!
He's a manager there.
It is
Carlo.
Very good.
Carlo. You should ask for Carlo sometime. Not the manager, Carlo. Carlo is a manager there, but there is I think it's Carlos. He's a little bit older man. But Carlo, my friend, you should ask for him sometime.
And
he's really nice.
The people there are also like...
Yeah.
And the people there are also like really nice.
They are.
Well.
And it's very clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're the same owners as, you know, I don't remember the name of it, but it's another Mexican... It's another Mexican place in Hampton on Lafayette Road.
Yeah. La Carreta, I think, was it?
It's not La Carreta. But it's the same owners of El Rodeo here in Concord.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so I believe we have Corey on the line, correct? All right. Hi, Corey. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Listeners, this is Corey from Mitchell's Salsa. And you know, Corey, I know you've been talking with Michelle, and she has the flu. She felt so bad. So,
that's too bad.
I know. She felt really, really bad that she wasn't going to be able to talk to you here on the air today. But I promise I'll take good care of you.
I had a great conversation with her. Tell her I hope she feels better.
I will.
How is anybody getting this weather? It's ridiculous.
It is.
Everybody has the flu.
It's true. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, my God. It's making business difficult to do.
I bet.
Delivering and receiving. It's crazy.
Everybody, you know, everybody seems to be, you know, there's always some, you know, there seems to be something, you know, happening here, there, and, you know, pipes and nobody getting their oil and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But
it's crazy. I'm at work right now checking my pipes. We have two diesel trucks. One of them's down and the other one wouldn't start last week. It's everywhere.
Yeah. We're not used to it being this cold for this long, you know. So
that's what it is. It's too long. A few days is fine. Two weeks. This is crazy.
Right.
But nice talking to you. Thanks for having me on your show. This is great.
Definitely. So listeners, this is Corey from Mitchell's Salsa. You are a local guy. I think you're in Concord, correct?
Well, we started in Concord.
Okay, Bo. Okay.
Well, it'll be 12 years in April we started, and we had our first facility in Concord, and we moved to 3A in Bo. So kind of Bo, kind of Concord.
There we go.
I'm from Concord, so yeah.
Well,
so I
am aware of Mitchell's Salsa. I've seen you a few times at, you know, the shows, the New Hampshire, is it New Hampshire Made? I'm not sure what it's called. But you go to a few of those shows.
Yeah, we did that a bunch of years. Made in New Hampshire Expo in Manchester. Yep.
Exactly. I have met you there. Before. And so, you know, I went to your website. You have a great website. And listeners, it is mitchellsfresh.com. And I love his little his tagline is your mother was wrong. It's okay to be fresh. I love that.
Thank you.
Very cool. I read that and I was like, that is cool. I like that. So, Corey, tell us about your story. I read all about it. Let the listeners know how you started, because you come from a culinary background. I mean, you went to school and, you know, did you think that you would be where you are today? Tell us about it.
No. So from Concord, we moved to Maine back in 85. I went to University of Maine in Orono for 1 year. Your listeners don't want to know I'm a Black Bears fan, so I won't say that. So after 1 year at UMaine, I went into culinary school. The business didn't really do much for me, so I went to Culinary Institute of America out in New York. Excuse me. And then I worked in restaurants, worked as private chef for 10 years for a couple different people, and saw a bunch of the country. That was fun. And then after my last private chef job, I landed back in Concord. I had a house in Concord. I was traveling from Concord as a chef, and then landed back in Concord without a job and a house. Excuse me. And single, no kids, no wife, so wasn't the end of the world. But I was just sitting around with my brother and a couple people and eating salsa that I had made. And I think it was my brother's idea. I said, well, maybe we should sell this. And it was literally just like that. It was, you know, that was February, March of 06. Wow. And we just, excuse me, I just started two flavors of salsa and went to every store, tried, you know, cold calling, had some fun stories going all over the, you know, from anywhere within an hour of Concord, I would drive and drop off samples and just try and get it in stores. And that's how it started. And
that, now, I love hearing stories like that. And, you know, and this was over 10 years ago. I mean, and you're still.
Yeah, it was funny because I actually did. We started 06, so April will start our 12th year. And yeah, I did deliveries in my pickup truck. I would drive up to Moultonboro, as far as Moultonboro, JoJo's Market. And I had coolers in the back of my pickup truck, and I could deliver at the time 17 cases of salsa. That's all I could. And 12 packs, which was a lot.
Wow.
So if I could deliver that in a day, I was happy. So that's. And I went from that to a small, I actually had a little tiny delivery van that I logoed up, and I wish I had saved it, and we didn't, but this little old Chevy van, and I put in an actual refrigeration unit in the back that was way too powerful for this van, but then I could put 40 cases of salsa in that van and delivered that myself for another year, and then we got a small box truck, and then... Now we have two big box trucks, and we, it's changed quite a bit, but it's been fun.
So do you, like you said, you're at work right now. Are you like you have a facility where you are you actually in the making of the salsa?
I'm standing in our production kitchen. Yeah. So we have a place down on Route 3A in Bow that we have a tomato chopping machine, tomato washing machine. So we get pallets of produce in. Tomorrow morning we'll get a big truck will back up with 3 or 4 pallets of tomatoes and all the fresh, you know, onions, cilantro. That we have 3 walk-ins here, big like 15 by 25 walk-ins. So all the produce comes in. We have 9 people that'll be working here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and they make a lot of salsa. And then I'm here today. I come in every day of the year just about to check on stuff.
Yeah.
Just especially, not every day, but with this temperature, I have to check the pipes, the water pipes. So, you know, that's being an owner.
Of course.
But I don't live far away, so it's all good. And my kids are going to come right around our kitchen facility on their new scooters. So, works out.
Cool. Good for you. I mean, what a story. And now you've also branched off a little bit with tortilla chips.
Yeah, well, so we did that so in the very first year or two, I was literally driving. I would make the salsa. I might have had a helper after the first year. Somebody helped me, and then I would take the salsa, drive it to different stores, set up a table, demo it for people to buy, and that was fun. And excuse me. So I forgot your question.
The tortilla chips. That's okay.
Yeah. So I was. Always having to take chips off the shelf from other manufacturers, and like, I should have my own chip. And we can't make our own chips here. You really need a different facility to make your own chips to feed the masses. So I developed a recipe. There's a place in Hartford, Connecticut, a really nice, kind of small like ours, and they do a phenomenal job on chips. So I work with them, develop a recipe. And it was expensive to get into that, to have the bags made, to have the artwork and the plates. It was a one-time expense that was a lot back then, but then now we have our own chip, and they show up every few weeks with a truckload of chips, and they're really good compared to all the chips out there. I think they're really good. They're different, and
I have had them, and they are very good. And I mean, you know,
thank you very much.
They go hand in hand, chips and salsa. I mean, you know,
they do. And I mean, we don't push the chips as much as they were kind of a literally to go with our salsa.
Yeah.
The salsa is the thing we make. We also make dips. Our big thing is salsa. It was always salsa, dips, and chips. 90% of our business is salsa, but we do still sell our dips to a lot of the independent stores. It's just now that when you get in chains, so when, now that we're in, you know, Hanford's, Market Baskets, these other chains around New England in the Northeast, it's hard to get all your products in any chain. And it's funny. I get great emails from people that will just say, I love your buffalo dip. Can you get it in Market Basket? If it was that easy, we would have,
right.
You know, you're happy to get a three flavors in a chain. So we're working on it. But for now, our salsas are in any chain we can get in. And then if we can get the dips in and then the chips, it's just, it's a whole different part of the store. It's a whole different buyer. It's a, you know, grocery. The chips are in grocery. The salsas are in produce or dairy or deli.
Right.
So yeah, we've learned a lot.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I love that story. Listeners,
thank
we're
you.
Talking with Corey from Mitchell's Salsa, mitchellsfresh.com. You can go right to his website, and they have a map locator, and it's really kind of cute. You can put in where you are, and all little red chilies will pop up where all the locations are. So, go ahead.
It needs updating. Our website needs updating. The map locator is way behind. We have to put all these stores on, and then we're in the process of doing that actually right now.
There you
so
go.
We'll, in the next month or so, there'll be a few hundred more stores on there. You can, or you can email us direct if you don't see yourself on the map, and
perfect.
We'll definitely tell you where to get it.
Well, what I was, you know, there really is, there was quite a few red chilies that popped up. So if there's even more now, that's even better. So pretty much.
There's a ton more. We haven't put in the Hanford's, the market. Our independents is where we got our start, all the independent stores.
Right.
And they're still great, still love them.
Yep.
We haven't put in the chain stores yet, just out of priority. We will get on it soon so everybody can, they can find us.
Well, good. Thank you for calling in. It's nice to hear your story and nice, you know, like I said, I have met you a couple of times in the past and it was nice, you know,
the shows.
Talking and so thank you for calling in. So listeners, get on out and have some Mitchell's Fresh Salsa. It's definitely delicious and fresh. And I am on a weight loss, transformation program. I'm trying not to say diet or, you know, weight loss,
right.
Whatever. It's a life-changing thing, but I am allowed salsa and Mitchell's is in my refrigerator. So
well, good.
I love it.
You and your radio partner, you guys should come visit us. We're not far.
That would be good. I'll have Michelle reach out to you. It would be very good. That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. All right. That was cool.
It's a they're really good salsa.
Yeah.
You know, that we used to get them at the Meat House. They were at the Meat House for, you know, when Meat House was open.
Oh, okay. They sold it there.
Yeah. So, but they were there. I don't know if they're in the new place. So.
Yeah.
That's over there.
I'm not.
Whining Butcher or something like that, you know. So,
we are up for another break. Doesn't this go by fast?
Yeah,
it goes
really
by fast.
It's
like woohoo! It like
probably because we're having fun talking to these big microphones.
You nut! Oh my gosh, that's so cute. All right, you are listening to Food for Thought with Chef Maggie and Chef Patrick in the house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Music, Andrew. Love it. Should give some kudos out to Andrew, our producer here. Does a great job. And I'm trying to see what other business I have to do here. You know what? I just want to say again, Scott from Northfield, you had won a prize package and gave the address and it has come back. So if you are listening or if anybody knows Scott from Northfield, give us a call, 866-823-1077. I'd like to get your prize package out to you. So there we go. And, you know, I wanted to give a little shout out. Daryl and I last night went to eat dinner at the Granite Tapas. I know the bartender, Lisa, and she had something that she'd made my mother. Anyway, And I was a little nervous about going out, but I'm like, well, I'm going to Florida, so I'm going to have to, I haven't been going out to eat. And I said, well, I'm going to have to. And they hooked me up, like I told her, I'm on a strict diet, or not the D word, I'm on a strict Life transformation.
Life transformation.
Right?
Yes.
There we go. And the chef there, and I just wanted to give him a little shout out, Phil Anthony is his name, over at Granite Tapas in Hooksett. Have you heard of that?
No.
Delicious.
You're all over the place. I'm
oh
telling
my gosh. Well, I know all the new, you know.
This is why I'm coming in here. I get to all the restaurants, yeah.
Well, actually, it's not. They've been around, I think, probably almost 2 years, a year and a half, 2 years. They're where the, have you heard of the Bavaria restaurant, which is a German restaurant?
No, where is that?
They've been around for many years. And when they opened up over there, people were like, they are not going to make it. Well, it is a husband, wife, older couple. They are the only ones that do the cooking, most of the serving. They do have a couple of wait staff, and they do a phenomenal job. Bavaria,
no
German
kidding.
Restaurant.
I
authentic.
Love German food.
Oh my God, you got to go to Bavaria.
Oh, schnitzel, and you know.
They do it all authentic. It's amazing. So they're in that plaza in Hooksett. But Granite Tapas, very, very good. Real cozy, quaint. They have some music even on Friday and Saturday night, just small one person acoustic kind of thing. And lots of tapas plates, yeah. All homemade.
Love it.
Like, do you know what they have that you will die?
What's that?
Salted caramel chicken wings.
Oh my God.
Chicken wings.
Does that sound crazy or
yes.
What? I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's not even funny. Daryl sat there last night and ate a whole thing of it in front
I
of
love
me.
Chicken wings.
Like I didn't touch
wow.
It.
Salted caramel. How do they do
salted
them?
Caramel.
Is it like
caramel
a
and the
sauce?
Chicken wings?
Yeah.
I have to say are like so good, nice and crispy, just right. Like I don't know what they do to them, but it's amazing. They're absolutely amazing. But Chef Phil Anthony last night hooked me up. I told him I was on a strict diet, life transformation, and he brought me this beautiful salad. You know, I can have all kinds of greens. I had some pico de gallo and had some nice steamed asparagus on there, some grilled chicken. It was delicious. I ate every single bite. Oh, and you know, I don't use the dressing when I go out. Like I carry my packets of dressing. Have you ever heard of Walden's dressing?
Oh yeah, it has no calories.
No calories.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
I used to not like that.
Yeah.
Like I've had it before, and I'm like, that is disgusting.
Yeah. No, that's.
I love it. You know, I'm like addicted to it.
Is there a special flavor that you like?
You know, I mix sometimes honey Dijon and Italian. Last night I mixed Thousand Island with ranch. Yeah. I usually do two. They're zero calories. I mean.
Well, every time I start a diet and I started doing that and I was doing like Weight Watchers or something like that and I'd get them in here. I'm like all gung-ho and I'd buy all this product and all of a sudden I wouldn't eat it and I'm like throwing it in the trash.
Me too. Believe me, I've done it. But I have reordered this Walden's dressing a couple of times my past 5 weeks. And you know what else they have that I got? I actually got two things. I was looking on Amazon because they do sell in the grocery store, but not as many flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was looking online on Amazon, and I'm best friends with Amazon, and they had peanut butter, Walden's, no calories, gluten-free, you know, all that crap. And caramel sauce.
Well, I've seen the caramel sauce. They have that.
They have chocolate sauce. They have pancake syrup.
Oh, yeah.
They have cranberry sauce. I mean, it's amazing.
That's
what they
pretty
have.
Good. Yeah.
So I got some peanut butter and caramel. All right. Wow. I'm so excited. I get the jar.
Have you tasted it yet?
I open up the peanut butter. I smell and I'm like, I don't know. I take a spoon. I take a bite. OMG. Gross.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I threw it away. I'm like, no way. So now
good.
I'm leery about opening up the caramel sauce.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Now, I have two fruits a day. So I had some fresh strawberries and I, you know, cut them up. They're all nice. And I'm like, I'm going to try a little bit of this caramel sauce. But before I drench it, I'm going to taste it first, make sure it's okay. Delicious.
Really? Caramel sauce.
So good.
I always wonder how they do that with zero calories.
Right?
It must be like I don't know. It's just
there's zero everything in it.
Yeah, everything zero. Yeah,
everything.
It's nothing. It's like drinking water.
It does say trace calories.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell Chef Dr. April that.
They're non-effective calories, is what it is.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Amazon has like everything, and so like you like something that you found, and you're like, "Ooh, I like this," and you run out of it. You go back and you get more, and you're like, oh my God, look at these new flavors. And like, cause like Amazon has like everything.
Everything. It comes to my house every day. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. Ask my husband. Do you believe the music is on right now?
Oh my God.
That means we're done the show.
It's all done.
It is all done.
Well, thank you for having us, by the way.
Thank you so much for coming in. This was very fun. I love talking with you, Chef Maggie.
Thank you.
Can't wait till you come back. Come back anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime. And yes, so I'm leaving for Florida, but I'll be back next Sunday.
Sunny Florida.
So, all right. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.